John Cummings' letter says the Park City Mountain Resort has been willing to negotiate and offer generous financial terms, but Vail and Talisker President Jet Bistricer before that have demanded total capitulation. Cummings says at a meeting of the two men last summer, Katz threatened a press campaign, but he says Vail's PR moves have only driven the two sides further apart. In a lawsuit filed in 2012, the Mountain Resort said it still has valid leases on over 3,000 acres of Ski Mountain, good to the year 2051. The landlord, Talisker, then headed by Jet Bistricer, said the Mountain Resort negligently let the leases expire and is illegally in possession of the mountain, that is, has an unlawful detainer. Last year, Vail made a deal to take over operation of the Canyons Resort, is conducting the litigation for Talisker, and is the prospective tenant on the Ski Mountain if Talisker wins. Cummings' letter says, contrary to Vail's assertions, Powder did not walk away from negotiations in 2012, but made repeated offers to buy the mountain or enter into a long-term lease, both at terms greater than its market value. Instead, claimed Cumming, Jet Bistricer demanded that the mountain resort pay excessive rents that would put it out of business, and at the end of any lease, Talisker would get, for free, the mountain resort's base facilities and other assets. Cumming writes that although Katz has adopted the same take-it-or-leave-it attitude, Powder will not give in. His letter says even if Vail wins the lawsuit, it cannot operate a resort on the ski hill when it doesn't own the adjacent land and base facilities. Cumming says those lands, quote, are not for sale to you or anyone else, unquote. He says Vail might win a seat at the negotiating table, but it doesn't own the table. Cumming also says Vail has set off alarms in the community by pressing to evict the mountain resort under its unlawful detainer claim, actions that include a filing made to the court just last Monday. Both sides are anxiously waiting for rulings on three major issues from 3rd District Court Judge Ryan Harris. On one, the mountain resort is asking the judge to reconsider his ruling in November of 2012, when he said the mountain resort failed to strictly comply with the terms of its lease. In its filing this week, Talisker and Vail said if the judge turns down a reconsideration, they should be able to move ahead on eviction with the mountain resort ordered to remove its property from the lease within 60 days. Cumming also writes that Vail may have acquired the canyons at a risky high premium, and Katz maybe had hopes, quote, of driving us from the property quickly and inexpensively. He noted that Bistricer, in an exhibit with Vail's filing this week, declared they'd get a much better deal with Vail than they would have with the mountain resort. Cummings said his Park City neighbors value having three unique ski resorts. He said he's still willing to talk about a lease or purchase and also an interconnect between the resorts with a joint pass arrangement. He said, though, he won't be sending any more letters to Katz in public, and he concluded, quote, let's work together constructively to come to an agreement that works for all parties and the community. An email response came later Friday from Talisker attorney John Lund, who said Cummings' letter has many false assertions they won't respond to. Quote, this is not about takeovers or caving in. It's about working together once the court rules. Lund's statement said if the judge rules ultimately for Vail, what will be important is how the two sides collaborate on the use of the base facilities to ensure a good experience for guests and local residents. The attorney said Rob Katz has already responded to Cummings' offer to talk. One other point, Cummings alleged that Katz had sent him two letters this spring which were delivered to the media before he saw them. On the contrary, Attorney Lund said the letters were sent first to John Cumming and PCMR attorney Alan Sullivan. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.